the quorum sensing inhibition is truly a game changer for the industry, and because it lets farmers move away from the curative antibiotics and really push them towards proactive management of herd health. And that's really exciting because we started, AHV started by managing udder health, but now we realize that we have become a new pillar in sustainable dairy farming.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Did you know that beta-carotene deficiency can affect fertility rates and reproductive performance? Victa's transition from DSM Verminish provides beta-carotene to help your cattle fertility rates. With early detection in health, reproduction, and feeding, SmaxTech future-proofs your dairy operation. Priority IAC, the only company bringing the fields of microbiology and nutrition together. Adiseo USA, producers of SmartAmine M and MilkPay.com. Modern solutions for modern cows with AHV. Contact us to beat biofilm-related issues in your herd.
All right, welcome everyone to this episode of the Dairy Podcast Show. I am your host for today, Gail Carpenter, and I am joined by Jeff Ackert.
Pleasure to be here.
So Jeff is joining us from AHV, Animal Health Vision. But many of you have probably heard of the company AHV. They have some pretty interesting products that we're going to be discussing today. But Jeff is the technical director and the global head of ruminants at Animal Health Vision. He was educated as a veterinarian, worked as a bovine health management intern on herd health management. Really interesting background in economics as well. So did some post-grad work in economics and business management, has an executive MBA. He worked for Save Sante Animal with some, it's a French animal health country or company that has a couple products that he worked with the preparation and launch. He worked for VMD Intervet as the global product manager and is now with Animal Health Vision. Has been on a couple different manuscripts. Helped write a few papers and as well as some patent applications. So a pretty deep experience, a wealth of experience, and pretty diverse experience, right? So excited to jump in and talk today. I guess I'm curious, as we get started, who is AHV? They kind of hopped on to the market a few years ago, and we started hearing more about them. You obviously thought they were a company that you wanted to work for as well. So give me a little bit of background about this company.
Thank you for the nice introduction. And well, to summarize it in one big sentence, at AHV, we are really driven to increase lifetime production. And we avail this through science that works on farm. And today is about dairy farm or dairy cows for the podcast show. But we actually have, our foundation is quorum sensing inhibition, and we can use it on all different animal types. So we are also growing in poultry, swine, fish, shrimps, you name it. You can use it. The quorum sensing inhibition is truly a game changer for the industry, and because it lets farmers move away from the curative antibiotics and really push them towards proactive management of herd health. And that's really exciting because AHV started by managing udder health, but now we realize that we have become a new pillar in sustainable dairy farming. And we are pioneering that. AHV is demonstrating how to do so. And yeah, that is why when I looked into the company and saw what they did, happy to put my efforts, my time, my resources for AHV.
Yeah, we were chatting a little bit beforehand, and I can tell that you're really excited about the company, but also what it does and some of the possibilities for quorum sensing.
Modern bacteria create biofilms, and biofilm-related issues are at the core of most culling reasons on modern dairy farms. AHV provides the only program for biofilm management in cows and calves. How much of your herd's potential gets choked out by biofilm each year? To learn more, visit www.ahvint.com/US.
So tell me a little bit about quorum sensing. I learned about it a long time ago in microbiology, what is it? How does it impact, like, what is quorum sensing and how can we turn it into a product, I guess is kind of the question I'm asking.
Indeed. Well, quorum sensing is, to put it simply, a communication between bacteria. So one bacteria alone is never going to fight a cell or tissue or going to do anything because they simply can't. But if you put them all together, they can put their efforts in an assault, in an attack, in becoming more aggressive, in an infection or an invasion of a host tissue. But to do this, they need to know that they're with many and that the chances for success are great. And that is that's the communication. And the communication, if you want to put it simply, is like they're producing these little substances. And if the area is crowded enough, the quorum is reached, then they will change their energy system in attaching to tissue, like mammary gland tissue, producing a protective layer known as the biofilm. You recently also had a very interesting podcast by Dr. Johanna Fink-Gremmels explaining that biofilm is everywhere. And this protection enables them to survive and thrive, actually. And antibiotics cannot reach this. But quorum sensing is even more than just biofilm. It's also producing invasive enzymes to damage host cell tissue to extract nutrients for their growth. It is enabling them to capture iron, which they also need for their multiplication. And what we are able to do with our solutions is we do quorum sensing inhibition, which means that we interrupt the communication with the bacteria so they are less prone to attack, less able to attack, and more prone to the immune system. And what is really interesting is that although we work on the microbes, we're not antimicrobial. And this has been also proven by RTA laboratories, where they were able to demonstrate that, yes, we have an impact on bacteria, but we don't hamper the growth, and we do not introduce any antimicrobial resistance. And that is, for us, the big game changer, because that means that you can support the animal, you can limit the virulence of bacteria, and thus enabling the immune system of the animal to clear out any kind of infection. And when does infection arrive? Well, that's mostly during transition moments. And that is what we learned in the past 10 years is our solutions, they work, of course, to support an animal in time of sickness, but they even work better, more successful, if you put them just in periods of stress, being dry off, being at calving. And that's how we focus also our solutions and our programs on these two important transition moments.
I think in the additive space or in the supplement space, there's a lot of people use the term foo-foo dust, right? Like there's this, you know, there's magic potions out there and everybody's got their magic potion to sell their product, right? And so is quorum sensing foo-foo dust or is it just marketing? What's the difference between AHV using fancy words like quorum sensing and the next bowler's pusher?
Well, I would like to go on two things. The more fundamental science side and the practical application side. So from a fundamental science side, quorum sensing is not new. We didn't discover it. We just optimized it and formulated in a tablet, in a bolus. You will find plant extracts, phytogenics, having a variety of beneficial health effects. And one of them is this impact on bacteria, this quorum sensing inhibition. So if you would look at green tea, for example, green tea will also be some kind of a quorum sensing inhibitor. Only what AHV has done is we found a happy to say, allium derivative, from an onion plant. So we know the natural component. We know the plant. You can do an extraction of it. Then you have a crude extract. But even from that, we want a particular fraction of it because we know that has the highest impact on quorum sensing inhibition. And that's what we scale for, that's what we screen for, and that's what we put in our tablets. So that would be from a fundamental science part where we make the difference. And also, yes, we are a specialty feed additive company, but what also sets us apart is that we are science-based and microbiome-oriented, which means that we also have in-house tree labs, a microbial lab, a cellular lab, and an analytical lab, which means that we are really leaning into what pharmaceutical animal health companies are doing because we need to have that standard. Now, why is it that people think, yeah, it's foo-foo dust? That is because you are a specialty feed additive and you are in a different kind of regulation, which means that you don't necessarily need to disclose all your ingredients on the label. And because we are so new and innovative, what AHV has done in the past was we prefer to keep it a little bit a secret. Now we are growing, and now we also see that we really want the validation of other animal health advisors, academics, and that's why we are open to disclose it. And at the end of the day, we have two patents, at this moment, we actually have four patents, also with the dry-off product, on this quorum sensing inhibition molecule. And really, that sets us apart. Bringing it back to the farm, what we are able to do is to demonstrate the impact of our products based on all the data that is available. And what we have seen so far, or what we've done so far, is we like to call it evidence-based specialty feed additive treatments. And we will go on farm, and we are doing those programs as we speak, where we actually sit down with the farmer and decide, hey, for the next 2 months, the uneven numbers you'll treat or support with AHV products, the uneven numbers you don't. And we can actually already make a statement how we will increase pregnancy rates or conception rates, how we will decrease incidence of mastitis. And we're even saying that if we don't hold up to our prediction, they don't need to pay for the product. Well, that is putting some skin in the game.
With a person with an MBA. Yeah.
Yeah. That sets us apart. So yes, we do our own science. Yes, it's being peer reviewed as we speak. Yes, we have the labs. And no, it's not. If you want to believe it's foo-foo dust, maybe. But it shows the effect on farm.
Yeah. But you know, like, you guys, I think, are pioneering quorum sensing.
The product.
But you don't have it existed before you found it, right? Like there's probably going to be your company is really moving forward with the quorum sensing, but you probably won't be the only ones, you think, in 5 years or so.
I hope we're not, because I truly, as I mentioned before, believe that we are building a new pillar for sustainable, not only dairy farming, but sustainable farming, because we bring new tools to a farm that avail also antimicrobial stewardship, increase lifetime production, increase fertility. And at the end, what does the farmer want? He wants healthy cows, less stress, and milk in the tank. That we manage. What does an animal health advisor want? A good tool that allows him to have this antimicrobial stewardship. And what does society want? For sustainable food. AHV is connecting these dots. And of course, we won't be the only one, but we are leading that transition as we speak. And it's growing. We're gaining momentum. And it's a fun time to be pioneering in this world.
Who had this idea? Who's at like quorum sensing? There's been some research around it, but how did that come to be, that somebody had knew that quorum sensing existed and then said, you know what, let's make a product out of it. What was the early research that kind of connected those things?
The early research was very hands-on, done by the founder of AHV, Gert-Jan Streefland, a veterinarian, who was not satisfied with the current solutions that he had in the back of his car. And he started working and collaborating with different people. And he was really intrigued by the notion of having a plant-derived product that would have an impact on bacteria. And I must say it was a lot of test and failure that led to where we are now. And as I mentioned, cooperating with investors, having your own labs and being able to test multiple ingredients, multiple extracts at the same time to see which has the best effect led to the innovation that we have today.
So StopLac. What is StopLac and how does it work?
We said quorum sensing inhibition is at the core. And that is what we do. We want to actually, we build our products around three main topics. So the quorum sensing inhibition is the reducing of virulence. But then in the same time, we also want products that are going to help with immune modulation. So help regulate the inflammatory part. And gut or tissue integrity is also crucial. Now, mentioning StopLac, which is probably the biggest product that we have now because we just launched it and already more than 50,000 cows have been dried off with this product. And StopLac is a unique story because when we did the patent application for extracting quick, so the QQ2 molecule, as we call it, the molecule that has this impact on the bacteria. We were also screening for biosimilar products. And what we found was a new component that did not affect or did not have a direct effect on that bacteria, but we saw a reduction in milk production. And so we started working on that product in 2020. And now we have come to realize a product that will allow abrupt dry off, so in a stress-free manner. And how we are doing this is by reducing milk production at the moment of application, and we demonstrated a 50% reduction in milk production. And the current research that we actually demonstrated or had presented at the European Bioethics Congress demonstrated that the product was, first of all, safe to use, but second of all, also had great impact on the metabolic health biomarkers around calving. So allowing the abrupt dry off, by also changing a little bit the rumen fermentation process and the production of volatile fatty acids, we indirectly also improved liver functioning. And this process was beneficial throughout the entire dry period. So that's why it's really, we consider it already as a blockbuster, actually.
Because you guys really started in the utter health space, right? Like that's really kind of your claim to fame. Yeah.
As I mentioned, the first idea was to have a something for high somatic cell count cows. So subclinical mastitis. It's a pain in the butt because what do you want to do? You know there is an infection, but if you treat with antibiotics, well, you cannot milk the cow. It's hard. It was really hard. So what we did was with this quorum sensing inhibition molecule, we were able to, in individual cases, reduce somatic cell counts. But what we actually saw was we improved udder health and milk yield, and in a very sustainable way. And there was this really nice presentation at the last ADSA by Texas A&M, and they actually presented a plant-based product to improve udder health on organic dairies. And I think it involved 220 cows with a somatic cell count above 300,000, and they were able to demonstrate that indeed this product improved udder health, improved milk yield, and had no negative impact on rumination or water intake. And again, this is a little bit the reactive approach. And of course, our products are used that way. We are also currently conducting probably the biggest research trial on supporting clinical mastitis cases with our products. And we want to demonstrate that there is actually no difference with the classic approach. On the contrary, that there are major gains to be made. And this is actually also something that was summarized last year in a Dairy Global article, where we managed to gather the data of 65,000 cows in the Netherlands, and we were able to group them AHV supported, non-AHV supported. And what came out of that research was that we were able to increase lifetime production with 0.7 lactations, and we reduced the involuntary culling rates with I was going to say 5.3%, 3.5%. In any way, you really see that cows that are supported, they don't get culled, which is for us the game changer.
Yeah, that really ties back to that whole idea of lifetime milk, right? And I think that's really an important aspect of, you know, there's debate on productive life, at least over here in the US, there's debate on productive life. And do you want like really long productive life or to get younger heifers into the herd faster, right? And I think no matter where you fall on that discussion, you want your culls to be voluntary, right? Like yeah. You don't want cows to be leaving because they're forced to leave. You want cows to be leaving because they're, you know, low production or whatever else it is. You want to be able to choose when a cow should be leaving the herd.
In the US, you have a heifer problem. There are two little heifers, and we always speak about genetic performance and improvement, but from an economic perspective, you're not making money if your herd is only on average 1.7 or 2.4 lactations. And I think that's in some regions of the US, that is actually what the average age is. And you know, the cows, they're producing more milk in each next lactation. The economical best performance are the third, the fourth, the fifth lactation. So that's what we want. We want to see those cows producing milk and getting to the next lactation as quickly as possible. So and therefore you need optimal transition periods, and you need to support these animals. And the best way to emphasize that is because you could say, hey, why do you need to give supplements to all animals? Well, because actually we are expecting our cows to run a marathon each day. And doing so, what you need are adaptogens, not to produce more milk at the moment itself, but when you're not producing milk, when you're resting, you need to recover as quickly as possible. And I always see the dairy cow as a Formula One car. I make that reference. So yes, it are these minor adjustments that can make the difference, especially in the dairy industry that we are in. And I think it's amazing that we really can make this sustainable difference with AHV technology.
Dr. Eggert, it's been great talking to you. Unfortunately, we are kind of coming to the end of the episode. But before we move on to the three questions that we ask all of our guests. First of all, is there anything that we forgot to talk about that you'd like to mention? And second of all, if people want to find out more information, where can they go?
Contact us directly. And my colleague, Andre Rigo, he's the head of technical services, the global head, and he will be more than happy to discuss further with any of the listeners. We invest a great deal now in external and peer-reviewed publications. So happy to meet you at the Beatrix conferences, ADSA, NMC, Dairy Business, the Milk Conference, Reno. We are there and very open to discuss.
It's time for our famous three. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Our Yeast 40 ruminal and intestinal double modulation by ICC Animal Nutrition. Natural Biologics delivers cost-effective solutions to improve health and productivity, helping conquer the rumen health and immunity challenges your animals face. Your partner for extra animal performance, Bergen Schmidt Animal Nutrition. Excellent, a novel product for the management of hypocalcemia. It's uncomplicated excellence.
All right. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and ask the three questions that all of our guests get. The first one is, what is your favorite dairy-related book or resource?
During this discussion, I'm a really big fan of Transition Cow Management by Overton and Waldron. But I'm also a big fan of Alex Bach. We recently also did a podcast with him on his dry period optimization. So I would use those two references, especially because the resources, they blend science with a very practical on-farm level application, and that resonates very well with what we try to do. So AHV is working with own health advisors, but also we also partner with external health advisors, and that's what we want to do. We want to bring science and very practical data-driven approach to the farm.
Did you know, I love that you say Alex, because he and I are academic siblings. I don't know if you knew that. He studied under Marshall Stern for his PhD, and I studied under him for my master's. So when Marshall was still going to conferences, he always used to bring all of his alumni together, and we'd eat Chinese food. And so, that's where I first got to know Alex.
I have two mentors. So Neil Hostis, of course, because he was my promoter, and Alex Bach. When I hear him speak, I really think like, oh my God, he's a rock star, especially because he combines his veterinary knowledge and physiology so well with the nutrition part. And I think nutrition is so important, but it's so difficult. And I know that's also your cup of tea. And I admire that. I admire that because nutrition is like the basis of dairy farming. Even if I'm in the specialty food supplements, but I always say if your water quality or water hygiene is not good and your feed is not great, you can push as much tablets in. You won't make a difference. The way he explains it, I mean, wow.
So non-dairy related, what's your favorite non-dairy related book or resource?
Probably The Infinite Game. It's from Simon Sinek, and I listen more than I read books, so I'm a very big podcast fan. But it learned me a lot. In the beginning, I was very I didn't have any patience, and I wanted to see the results immediately. But what I realize now is play the long game, and also with what we are doing. Yes, we are making a big difference, but it will take time before this change of mindset will become the standard. And I truly believe we are able to manage that. But in our leadership and in our management at AHV, I think that's what we avail the long run.
Like something I should listen to too. I also maybe lack patience sometimes. I want to see a quick result. So sounds like a recommendation that I could probably take to heart myself. All right. And then the last thing we ask is, what do you think sets successful dairy professionals apart from those that are not successful?
A critical open mind. I think there is in our line of work, we invest so much and we learn so much new. Improvements happen every day, not only on product side, but also on management side. And when we are discussing with farmers, you hear often, well, I've been doing it like this for 20 years. Why change? Well, for me, that's almost incomprehensible. And when I see a farmer who wants to challenge us and who is able to measure, or who wants to measure and can combine that with atomic habits, that's for me really the best farms are the farms where everything is scheduled and a habit. If you combine the data, we change something, we measure and we see the impact together with those habits, how to make it a routine, well, that makes all the difference.
I think that's a great note to end on. So thank you, everyone, for joining us on this episode of the Dairy Podcast Show. Thank you, Jeff, Dr. Eckert, for joining us today. It's been some great discussion. And yeah, I've enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about quorum sensing.
Perfect.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.